The Ministry for the Future by Kim Stanley Robinson. The one-sentence summary. It is possible to picture how the world can overcome the climate challenge that we face and arrive at a happier and less destructive future. What the book says. This is a fiction book in which fictional eyewitness accounts tell the story of how climate change will affect us all. It is impossible to summarise in the conventional sense, but here are some points of interest. You can't trust volatile people, and they know it. There's an old Chinese saying, cross the river by feeling the stones. First there is practice, and then theory. Trotsky said that the party is always trying to keep up with the masses. Strategy comes from below and tactics from above, not the reverse. The smallest trigger can start a mass movement. Sastrugi are sharp, irregular grooves or ridges formed on snow surfaces by wind erosion and deposition. Snow can be sastrugied. The Basque country in Spain is the birthplace of Mondragon, a kind of co-op of co-ops, in which the profits don't get shifted out to shareholders. Instead, it is divided three ways: a third for the employee owners, a third to capital improvements, and a third to charities chosen by the employees. The author envisages a range of boom and bust scenarios, including the Little Depression and the Super Stagnation. Fiat money is a national currency that is not pegged to the price of commodities like gold and silver. Its value is largely based on the public's faith in the currency's issuer, normally a government or central bank. New modes of transport include five-masted ships with photovoltaic or piezoelectric sails and surfaces, kites at the front, and hydrofoils for optimum speed. One testimony is the personification of carbon, from its explosive birth with a mighty explosion, to incarceration inside the hot new earth, to being stuck simultaneously to two oxygen atoms, and then released from a seam by humans in 1634. Once the so-called experts realised that they had no idea what the global economy was really doing, they introduce carbon quantitative easing, a huge new multivariant experiment in social engineering. Pebble mob missiles are more powerful than the atomic bomb. You could use them and they couldn't be stopped. Small, launched from mobile launchers, coming from all directions in a coordinated attack, in which they only congregate at their target in the last few seconds of their flights. They give off no radioactive signals and can be hidden until the moment of launch. A frightening vision of the future, this is of course fiction, for the moment at least.